Abigail Disney, laws protecting children from grooming in classrooms are an attempt to push history backwards. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 11, 2022. Abigail Disney, the great-niece of Walt Disney, in a Sunday interview on CNN's Reliable Sources, called laws protecting children from being groomed in the classroom absurd, and an attempt to push history backwards. Disney lamented teachers being prohibited from discussing sexuality and transgender ideology to children in kindergarten through third grade under Florida's parental rights in education law, calling it absurd. If you were to erase every reference to gayness and gay people from the planet, which is sort of what the Don't Say Gay bill feels like, will children not become gay? Do they need to be recruited and groomed, or are people just gay? She told host Brian Stelter. Watch below. If you go back through history, there have been gay people whether or not the word was ever spoken, added the granddaughter of Walt Disney's brother and Disney co-founder Roy Disney. Radical LGBTQ activists outraged over Florida's anti-grooming laws have dubbed the legislation the Don't Say Gay bill, despite the bill never mentioning the word gay, spreading misinformation across the country. During her Sunday interview, Disney went on to call the Florida legislation an ineffective and an attempt to push history backwards. It's an ineffective way of going about what they want. It's an attempt to push history backwards, and it denies the fact that everyone, conservative or not, has a gay friend or transgender family member, she said. We're all in it together now, and I think it's all of our fight. Disney seems like the biggest target because it's so woven into families. Disney continued, before going on to suggest that parents who support Florida's anti-grooming laws have a paranoid imagination. So if you can create this idea that somebody's in there trying to indoctrinate your child, my goodness, the paranoid imagination can run circles with that, she said. Disney's opposition to anti-grooming laws in classrooms is not the only time the company has been caught promoting gender ideology and the sexualization of children. Last year, Disney theme parks banned gender from its park greetings, replacing "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dreamers of all ages," with "Good evening, dreamers of all ages." Moreover, Disney executives were heard on a recent conference call admitting that their goal is to implement a heavy LGBTQ+ agenda in children's movies and television shows. Leaked video from Disney's Reimagine Tomorrow Summit show Disney corporate president Carrie Burke saying the company has been targeting Gen Z and millennials with LGBTQ+ content. Additional footage shows Burke also claiming that not enough lead characters is Disney content or LGBTQIA. Meanwhile, Disney executive producer LaToya Ravino can be seen in footage casually boasting about how she identifies as a biromantic asexual and how she wants to use her content at Disney to help educate young audiences about the pockets of the LGBTQ community that you don't see, such as the asexual community. The Disney executive has also admitted that Disney encouraged her not-at-all-secret gay agenda when she became an employee. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.